With this solemn liturgy, we begin our celebrations of Holy Week, the week that in our faith we could say is the most important when we celebrate the mysteries of Passion, Death, and Resurrection of the Lord. Of course, every Sunday then we make memory of that, but this Holy Week is a special time. We're all familiar with the story of Jesus' birth, how he was born and placed in a manger, how he was born in a stable. And at the end of his life here on earth, the last week of his life, when he comes to Jerusalem with a crowd of his disciples, but also when he was greeted by the people of the city of Jerusalem, they greeted him as a king, but not as a king who came, what we would say in the words of today, with a motorcade or a beautiful horse. He enters the city riding on a donkey. The humility at the birth, the humility at entering in, even being acclaimed a king. And of course, that will lead into the cross just a few days later. We just heard in the Passion according to Matthew. Question: why do we celebrate or make memory of this Passion? The celebration began today in a high spirit mood, with the blessings and, you know, the palms in our hands, remembering all the people acclaiming and being so happy to see the King of Kings entering the city of Jerusalem. It takes a much somber feeling once we read the Passion, because it talks about betrayal, abandonment by all his disciples, a mock trial that was done during the darkness of the night, a condemnation, the spitting, the making fun of Jesus, and finally his crucifixion and death. Why is that so important to us? Why do we still, in this Palm or Passion Sunday, and again this coming Friday, Good Friday, we will make memory of that moment? It is not because we like pain. It is not because we want the suffering. No. God did not create us for the suffering, for the pain, for the loneliness of being forgotten or being betrayed by your best friends. God created us to life, and life to the full. Yet, it is important for us to make memory of this, because we could never understand the glory of that resurrection if we would not go through the sacrifice of Jesus. We hear in the scriptures so many, time and again in the Testament, talking about the sacrifice that will please the Lord. At that time they used to sacrifice animals, But the Lord would say, this is not what I want. So that in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, he has said, this is the greatest one. Believe him. Follow him. And today's liturgy and this Holy Week will help us to say that even though we might find so many crosses on our way, even though we have to carry our own cross, even though we're going to find those who will perhaps betray us, who make us suffer, that is not the end. There will be always a tomorrow. The gospel today ended with the guards, you know, in front of that tomb that was sealed. Little they know at that time that death would not imprison the mercy, the goodness of God. But Jesus will rise. And that's the reason we celebrate his cross. Because through that cross, he has brought us salvation. So let us thank God for that. Let us praise him. And let us entrust to him all our sufferings. Everything that perhaps we cannot understand at this moment, and even the doubt that comes to our mind, think that the Lord is absent, that he's not listening to our pleas, yet he's there because he knows our pain. He has gone through that to show us that in the end, life will prevail. We want to walk with the Lord, singing Hosanna, but also walking through that cross, because that cross will bear us salvation and will lead us to life, life in fullness, eternal life.